Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Monday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. And this is Bob Arthurs. I bring you greetings from the central part of the United States. My wife and I are away this week. And we're going to be enjoying some time with our families. A couple of more days with her family than what we're going to be spending with mine. But we make the most out of the opportunities that we have. And so I pray that you are having a blessed and marvelous, glorious day. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. They are based here in Rockledge, Florida, and they have been there for decades, getting close to five decades now. I don't remember exactly the number that it is. The last time I asked, it was like 46 or 47, and that's been a year or two ago. So I'll have to see what we can find out. But if you've lived in Florida during the summertime, you understand what a blessing it is to have a working air conditioner. My parents come from a part of the country where it gets hotter than Florida and colder than Florida. And one time my mother and father were here visiting, and we were out playing golf. It was 41 degrees. The wind was howling. It was overcast. It might even have been sprinkling just a little bit. But whenever they would come down, we would try and squeeze in a round of golf. And I can still picture her wrapped up in everything that was available to wrap up in, and her saying that she had never been colder in her life than she was right then. Now, this was a lady who would sleep with the air conditioner on and the ceiling fan on in the wintertime in a house that was uninsulated. So it was just one of those things where, and I said, yeah, y'all make fun of me whenever I talk about how cold it is in Florida. The folks at Wyrick Air, they will deal with problems, whether it's too much heat or too much cold, or whether it's a lack of power. They know how to solve all of those issues. They've been doing it for over 40 years in a professional manner. If it's service, they know how to do that. If it's repairing it, they know how to do that. If you need a new system, they will be honest with you and tell you about that. They even provide emergency service when necessary. They primarily target residential customers is their number one setting that they work in, but they do some light commercial settings as well. That's how I came to meet them, was they came and did some work at Merritt Assembly of God. They strive to provide you with the best service price, affordable at, let me try that again. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. Here's their number. It's 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. Call them and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So I was here in Hebrews chapter 1 last week. We're in verses 8 and 9. It says, verse number 8, but to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. So last week we got through the anointing part. Let me pick up there in the middle part of verse number 9. It says, therefore, God, your God, has anointed you. you would be able to look at Jesus' ministry and see that God had anointed him. You could look at Moses' ministry and see that God had anointed Moses. You could see the anointing that was upon David as the king of Israel. If you look at the Word of God, you will see that there is an anointing and a call of God, and when a person yields to that call, God is able to do things that are going to make eternal differences in people's lives. Today, I want to start this week off by saying that the same God who worked in David can work in you. Samuel anointed Saul, then he anointed David. Neither one of those men was perfect. One of them had a heart after God, that was David. One of them operated with the fear of man, of what they were going to do, of that they were going to become discouraged, disillusioned, and abandon him. And so he would step up and do things he was not called to do out of fear, not faith. And in God's kingdom, you have to operate by faith and in faithful obedience. Today, I just want you to start out by seeing how valuable you are to the kingdom of God. He made you unique. I happen to have some relatives who are twins. Now, I look at them, I don't see them as identical twins. I don't know how that all works as far as, you know, how the medical community identified them. All I know is they were born the same day to the same people. And so... They are twins. But you know what God doesn't see them at? He doesn't see them the same. He sees them as two individuals that he knit together in their mother's womb for unique purposes that he wanted to accomplish great things in their life. God did not make a mistake with you, and he did not make a mistake with me. He created us on purpose. In this day where the scientific community is confused about mankind and womankind and what the roles are and all that sort of stuff, I want you to know that God is not confused. And as much as people want to look for anecdotal evidence to support their chaos and confusion and lawlessness, I look to the Word of God, not for anecdotal evidence, but for spiritual revelation. And God brings clarity. God brings clarity. I want you to know that when I was growing up, there was a saying that some of the adults used that went something like this. You know, when God was giving out brains, you must have been absent that day. You know, that's a word of encouragement for you right there. Well, I want you to understand that when God was giving out purpose, he didn't overlook you. When God said, "Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved," he wasn't saying whosoever except for Bob Arthurs. He means it. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When he was promising that the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh, and that the promise was for you and your children and for all those who are far off, he meant that there was an anointing from heaven that was available for Jesus, a different anointing for David, a different anointing for priests, pastors, there's a different anointing, a different calling, a different purpose. But for whatever purpose you have, God will anoint you for that purpose. Now, here's how this particular verse concludes. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And so Jesus was anointed. He looked for the joy on the other side of the cross. But one of the things about Jesus is Jesus did not minister from frustration. He did not minister from discouragement. He ministered because God had anointed him, not with an olive oil compound, but with the oil of gladness. I've said this many times. It's a line that I pretty much came up with on my own. And that is that too many times believers go around as if they have been baptized with lemon juice instead of with the oil of gladness. The kingdom of God is still righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I knew this person one time. We had shown a Christian film in the church that I was at, and we called them Christian films because back then you couldn't go see movies and stuff like that. So they just put a different word on it. And in this particular film, it showed Jesus laughing and joking with his disciples. And this particular individual found that to be absolutely irreverent. Was really, really not happy. And I want you to know that since that time, I have gone on, I've studied scriptures and discovered that I believe that too many people understand the seriousness of the throne room, but they miss the joy of the throne room. It is a serious thing to stand before the judge of the spirits of all mankind. That's a sobering reality. I had to stand before a judge one time, not because of anything I had done. I was there because the family had asked me to be there, and had a conversation with my attorney after that, and he said, "Pastor, whenever you go into a courtroom, you have entered into my world. Don't ever go into my world without having an attorney." Well, I'm thankful that the kingdom of heaven, that we have an advocate, which is the word for attorney, and his name is Jesus. So I understand the seriousness of the atmosphere, but I also understand the joy of the redeemed. I'm not talking about happiness because something good has happened to you and you got a close parking spot in the parking lot at the shopping center. I'm not talking about you were walking in and you looked down and you found a $10 bill. I'm not talking about that type of happiness. I'm talking about the joy of the redeemed, where you were in a hopeless situation and you were helpless to do anything about it. and Jesus came along and changed you, changed your circumstance. And as a result of that, you live a completely different life with a testimony that the enemy didn't want you to have. So let me talk to you just a little bit about the anointing with the oil of gladness and how pervasive it is. The Bible talks about that the angels begin to rejoice every time a sinner repents. There are some places around the globe that throughout the course of the week, there are tens of thousands of people who are giving their heart to Jesus. Several weeks ago, one of my children sent me a message and said that their next door neighbor had just given their heart to Jesus that day. Heaven began to rejoice. The angels begin to rejoice. There is a completely different transformation. You know, the devil is such a liar that he tells people you can't respond to the invitation that the pastor gives to you, because if you respond to that invitation, everybody's going to look at you and they're going to think that you were a sinner. That's not true. All of us already know that you're a sinner because we know that we were sinners. And we don't condemn people who respond to the invitation to come to the altar and ask Jesus to forgive them their sins and be the Lord of their life and to commit to following him all of their days. We rejoice when that takes place, because heaven rejoices when that takes place. So the enemy of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions tries to get you to believe that becoming a Christian will make you the most miserable person on the planet. When I turned 21, I somehow got it in my head that that meant that from that point forward, I couldn't have any more fun. College was already out, so I was home for the summer. It was a difficult economic time. And so I remember sitting on the couch at my grandmother's house, and everybody's there to celebrate my birthday. They said, "What's the matter with you? How come you're so miserable?" And I said, "Well, I turned 21. I'm an adult." And that didn't mean that I was going to go to a strip club, because that just never made any sense to me at all. I wasn't going to go out and get drunk, because I'd already seen what that did to people's lives. I wasn't going to go out and do drugs, because that has no interest to me whatsoever. I just, for some reason, I thought, hey, I've reached 21, and that means that there's no more fun for Bob here on out. And I remember they said, "That's a lie. We're all older than you. We're in there having a great time. Don't believe that lie." And so I want to encourage you that if you think that serving Jesus means that you are going to be miserable, it's a lie. It's a lie. You are getting ready to embark on the greatest adventure and filled with the joy of the Lord that you've ever known. So a couple of decades ago, probably closer to three decades, there was a lady that came into church, and she had some interesting perspectives on life. If it was too cold, she wasn't coming to church. I was telling a joke to some men back around the sound booth before Sunday school or before church service was, I think it was the church service getting ready to start. And she said, I don't like it when people tell jokes. And I just looked at her and I said, well, then you're really going to be miserable today because I got a doozy I'm going to share. and it's true, you know, that, you know, if you have chosen to be miserable, people who are filled with the joy of the Lord are just going to make that condition worse. Don't expect other people to deprive themselves of the joy that God has made available and the strength that the joy of Him as the Lord of our lives makes us capable of living. Don't insist that we lay that down just because you refuse to embrace the joy of the Lord. Instead, say, God, I want the anointing of the oil of gladness that you gave to Jesus, because I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That's really the goal. Now, if you go back into the Old Testament, you are going to find towards the end of the minor prophets and towards the end of the Old Testament, you're going to find a little book by the name of Zephaniah. So you've got Malachi, which is right next to Matthew. Keep turning left, and that's going to take you to Zechariah, and then you're going to come to a little book that is only one chapter long and 23 verses long. That's, or two chapters long. That's the book of Haggai. So it's two chapters. And then there's the book of Zephaniah, and there's only three chapters in that. And this is what it says. This is a messianic pronouncement, a prophetic word that talks about Jesus making his entrance into Jerusalem. And it says this. Let me see if I can find exactly the part I want to read. Verse number 14, I guess, is where we will read. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart. Now, is God going to tell you to rejoice with all your heart if doing so is an undesirable commodity in your life? I don't think so. O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord has taken away your judgment. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden. So let me just share a little bit with you. It says here in verse number 17 that God will rejoice over you with gladness. Okay? In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, don't fear. There's something you can't participate in. Don't let fear be the controlling force in your life. Okay? Do not let your hands be weak. One of the things that God has been speaking to us is that we are supposed to minister out of His strength, out of the strength of Him living in our heart. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. Now, here is something that I do believe is true. I believe that many believers still live their life thinking that God is upset with them when actually God is rejoicing over them. And if that's you today, I want to encourage you, love righteousness, hate lawlessness, and let God anoint you with the oil of gladness, because he is looking forward to spending eternity with you. It says he will quiet you with his love. I don't know if you've ever been around someone that was in a panicked state, and before you could get them to rejoicing, you had to get them to calm down so that you could deal with expelling the irrational so the supernatural could come and take its place. And it goes on and it says this: he will rejoice over you with singing. We have impacted all of our kids in that I grew up in an environment where we would sing silly songs long before VeggieTales ever existed. We would make up the words to our own songs. The people who were there were the ones who were going to hear it. It was never going to be recorded. It was never going to make money or anything like that. It was just there for the moment. This word that is in verse number 17, he will rejoice over you with gladness, and again, he will rejoice over you with singing, means that when God thinks of you, the redeemed of the Lord, the forgiven, that he gets up from his throne and he rejoices as a spinning top. Now, for some of you, that may be a hard picture to imagine, that the omnipotent King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would be dancing over you in heaven because he is just filled with so much joy. But it really is true. When we are united with him forever, you and I are going to experience the joy of the Lord that's been available ever since we started our journey with him. But it's going to become a tangible reality. I've been preaching the joy of the Lord for the saints for a long, long time now. I've been trying to live it. And by the way, we tell people there's only a couple of days a week that there's somebody in the office with me, and my office manager comes in. She works about 10 hours a week. But we have so much fun in there. We make each other laugh in the midst of the workload. We just enjoy the Lord. And I said, man, if people saw how much fun we have just because God's been so good to us, I pray that you walk in the joy of the Lord. We'll see you next time right here on
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so glad.